This is Pam Pedersen with WFIT's Linking the Arts, and visiting with me today in the studios are Lady Gail Ryan from the Brevard Theatrical Ensemble and Brianna Early. How are you, ladies?
We're wonderful. Good. Thank you.
So I hear that we are doing Celebrating Shakespeare.
Yes. This is about the 12th time that we have been involved each year in celebrating Shakespeare, whose birthday is in the last of April. Each year we try and give the audiences not a complete show, not a complete of the whole acts, all three or four acts, because I don't see too many people who can swallow that yet, but we keep giving them bits and pieces.
A Shakespeare medley.
Yes. And the parts that they will remember and parts that have some meaning, great meaning, particularly right now with what's happened in Boston, there's great meaning to the Hamlet scene. But that each time we try and do this, and since it's spring, we wanted to start to reach out to young people and show them that it may be a bitter pill to take, but it's well worth it because understanding of Shakespeare and the beauty of his language. And so these wonderful seven girls auditioned, and Miss Early has been with us before. She's been a witch in
Macbeth,
and they astounded and scared the audience, I'll tell you right now. And then she's been in other plays with us, which has been wonderful. And so she is one of the hit leads, and she is Catherine.
Catherine, and Brianna, you're 16 years old.
Yes.
And a junior in high school.
Yes.
What brings you to do Celebrating Shakespeare?
Well, I auditioned, I think, 2 years ago for their Shakespeare show, and ever since then, I've really enjoyed working with them. It's exciting to work with actors who really know what they're doing and are really experienced, and it gives me a lot of experience.
So I hear that you and the other young ladies who are joining the Celebrating Shakespeare are all Shakespeare women ganging up on Juliet?
Not so much ganging up, kind of giving her advice because we think she's kind of crazy for being so enthralled and in love with Romeo at such a young age. So we've had experience, so we want to kind of give her the benefit of it.
Are you rewriting history, or does she not listen to you?
She kind of gives us advice and kind of schools us and lets us know what we're doing wrong.
So you're Catherine. Who are the other ladies?
Desdemona, Ophelia, Juliet, of course.
Yes.
And
Cleopatra?
Yes, Cleopatra, which is very funny. Portia. And I think that's it.
Titania
from A Midsummer Night's Dream.
And these are all young women.
Yes.
13 to how old? 17?
Yes.
Wonderful. And are there any adults in this play?
Oh, yes. They are not in this section. That's the first section when they're doing. The second section, we have the gray scene from Hamlet, which is absolutely hysterical. And then we have Much to Do About Nothing, six couples, and they have a wonderful time. Trying to put somebody together who both of them don't like each other, but they know they belong together. And they plot to get those people together. And those are all Shakespearean people who have worked here and a great deal in the theaters around. And so by taking young people and putting them in an adult class, I mean, with acting and experience, then they are able to learn so much more than having all of your own age limit.
And how has this experience been for you, Brianna?
I love it. It's very exciting and a lot of fun.
How many hours do you think you're putting into this?
It's a lot. It's like 4 hours.
Twice a week, and then they have to learn their parts, and even more than that some of the time. Mm-hmm. Just walking. See, you know, in walking in a costume of that time.
Right. Yes.
It's been very difficult having the same movements where because we wear slacks and pants and things. This has been very interestingly difficult. And then having the hands, you have to do certain movements with the hands that they were never able to do. So they're having to learn body gestures of how you walk because you cannot walk on the stage like Americans.
This sounds like a wonderful program. So it's at the Porcher House in Cocoa Village, Friday, April 26th, and Saturday, April 27th at 8 p.m., 3 p.m. on Sunday, April 28th. Tickets are $15. For more information, call 321-676-0697 or visit BrevardEnsemble.com. Thank you so much, ladies.
You're welcome.
Thank you.